President Mahama has assured the members of the diplomatic corps that he will not abandon the outstanding bilateral agreements and policies that President Mills engaged in with him. He said he will maintain an open-door policy with members with regards to clarifications. The president was speaking with members of the diplomatic corps in Accra. On burial arrangements, he asked members to only pay attention to official notices from government to their embassies. President Mahama announced that President John Mills will be laid in state at the State House tomorrow. President Mills announced that President John Mills remains to be laid in state at the State House on Wednesday, August 8, for viewing by identified groups and then subsequently the general public before burial on Friday, the 10th of August. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
Led by its dean, Sini Pierre Sanu, members of the diplomatic corps met with President John Mahama to commiserate as a sign of good neighborliness and multilateralism. Since the demise of the late President John Atta Mills, the country has received countless warm messages of sympathy from the international community, a gesture President Mahama would not stop expressing gratitude for. President Mahama observed that Ghana could not have made the many strides without the assistance of the international community. Even though the president admitted that the 2012 elections would be a competitive one, he gave the assurance that government would pursue a campaign of decency, dignity and civility and eventually emerge victorious.
In our traditional parlance, we say that a load is lighter when it's carried by more people than by one person. And I'm sure that in carrying this responsibility, I can count on your support to be able to make Ghana the kind of country that we all want it to be. This occasion of President Mills' death appears to have brought the nation together in terms of uniting us. I wish to assure you that as president, I'll do everything together with my government to ensure that adequate security is provided to make sure that everyone who wants to cast his vote is given the opportunity to do so, and that at the end of the exercise, when the votes are counted, the person that the people of Ghana genuinely want to lead them over the next 4 years would be the one who would emerge victorious.
The dean of the diplomatic corps and Burkina Faso's ambassador to Ghana, Sini Pierre Sanu, described the news of the death of Professor Mills as a terrible shock. He said a big tree has fallen and the impact is not only felt in Ghana, but the whole world. In his words, the late professor was a God-fearing, humble, honest, hard-working, and one who was extremely committed to the welfare of his people.
We in the diplomatic corps have been in the privileged position to see what great statesman President Mills was. It was gratifying working with him and listening to his wise pieces of advice. Nevertheless, we shall not question God's decision because he definitely knows best. May his soul rest in perfect peace. Though the circumstances is a painful one, we wish to congratulate you on your accession to the highest office of the land. We want to assure you of the support of our various governments and that of the diplomatic community here in Ghana.
On the sidelines, President Mahama announced that nominations for the vice president's position will be submitted to parliament before the end of the week.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting. Ghanaians are being urged to observe a minute's silence at exactly 2:15 p.m. today as a symbol of love and respect for the late President John Evans Atta Mills. The time is significant as it is the exact time the former president was called to glory. The Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the NDC, Ade Kuka, who made this suggestion, said the region is organizing a program to observe 1 week of the sad event.
We need to show respect to our departing president, and that respect will be exerted by the number of Ghanaians who will stop whatever they are doing on Tuesday 2:15 to do that. It's very important in other jurisdictions when a high profile person dies. A week after the death, the exact time that he died, everybody of all walks of life stop to observe that minute silence. Remember the Japanese tsunami. The whole world, at the time that the tsunami struck, 1 week, the whole world from Sydney up to San Francisco, the whole world stood still at the exact time that the tsunami struck. So I think we in Ghana should start cultivating the habit of expressing our grief to a great gentleman that has departed this earth.
What significance will this pose, the minute silence?
It is very significant. Very, very much so. It shows that we care. It's very, very important. 1 minute silence that you show for a departing gentleman is very significant. The family, the whole world, we know that we in Ghana appreciate the good work that our president has done for us.
Yeah, Mr. Cook, tomorrow is exactly 1 week when our president passed away. As Greater Accra Regional Chairman, are you, apart from calling for the observance of a minute silence, doing anything?
Yeah, tomorrow from 10 o'clock, we all converge at Epoa Sunlight Park to celebrate the 1 week. We are inviting everybody from all walks of life to come to the Children's Park to celebrate the 1 week.
What exactly are you going to do as you observe the 1 week?
We're going to sing hymns, we're going to pay tribute, and we're going to recite poetry for our departed president. Anybody who has got something to say will be given the opportunity to say.
Greater Accra Regional NDC Chairman Adekuka.